After a nice run of gains, the U.S. dollar has finally run into some resistance. At the moment, it looks like the price action is more technical than anything else because recent fundamentals arguably only justify additional dollar upside. Those fundamentals include less dovish speak from a number of Fed officials and a round of impressive U.S. economic data as reflected in yesterday's retail sales and industrial production prints. All of this would suggest the Fed would be thinking it would be less justified to be cutting rates as much as the market has been pricing, which in turn would translate to more favorable U.S. dollar yield differentials. We can, however, understand why the pound has been holding up well, as the U.K. has taken in sticky inflation data yesterday and some solid housing data earlier today. The same cannot be said for the Australian dollar, which took in softer employment data early Thursday. Looking ahead, we get the ECB minutes, U.S. housing starts and building permits, U.S. initial jobless claims, the Philly Fed and ECB Lagarde speech, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.